Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application. Thursday, August 13th, 2026. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Colossians 3:13. Paul's command in Colossians 3:13 assumes that life together will include disappointment and conflict. He writes, "If anyone has a complaint against another, recognizing that even healthy churches and faithful Christians experience misunderstandings, failures, and personal offenses. Until Christ returns, redeemed people continue to struggle against sin. Relationships require patience, humility, and forgiveness." Paul also tells believers how to respond. He calls us to bear with one another. This command invites us to exercise patience with the weaknesses, imperfections, and shortcomings of others. Every believer is growing in Christ, and every believer still has room to grow. Bearing with one another means choosing grace over irritation and patience over harshness. It reflects a heart that remembers how patiently God continues to work in us. Paul then gives the central command, forgiving each other. Forgiveness is a deliberate decision to release personal resentment and entrust justice to God. It refuses to keep a record of personal offenses or seek revenge. Instead, forgiveness places the matter into the hands of the righteous judge, trusting his wisdom, his justice, and his timing. The foundation for this command appears in the final phrase, as the Lord has forgiven you. Every act of Christian forgiveness begins with remembering the gospel. Before considering the sins committed against us, we must remember the sins Christ has forgiven in us. God did not overlook our rebellion or excuse our guilt. Jesus bore our sin on the cross, satisfied God's righteous judgment, and secured complete forgiveness for all who believe. When we remember the depth of God's mercy, our hearts become prepared to extend that same mercy to others. Applying this passage requires honest self-examination. Is there someone whose name immediately comes to mind as you read this verse? Are you carrying resentment that has quietly settled into bitterness? Have you replayed an offense so often that it has become part of your identity? The Holy Spirit often uses passages like this to reveal attitudes that need to be surrendered to Christ. Forgiveness is not always accomplished in a single conversation or single prayer. Deep wounds often require repeated surrender before the Lord. Yet every step toward forgiveness reflects confidence in God's grace, rather than confidence in our emotions. As we continue to remember the mercy we have received, the Lord gradually shapes our hearts to resemble His own. Reflection questions. 1. As you read Colossians 3:13, is there a relationship in your life where God is calling you to bear patiently with another person or extend forgiveness? 2. How does remembering God's complete forgiveness of your own sin shape the way you think about the person who has hurt you? 3. What practical step of obedience can you take this week to demonstrate the grace and forgiveness described in Colossians 3:13?